Obviously, the big news of the week is the borders soon to be reopening.
Yeah, obviously, this is something that borderline residents have been talking about for months and months now. And I think, especially the last 5 or 6 months, there's been growing concern in business and political leadership of the social and economic damage that's been done by this prolonged closure of the border. So the Biden administration announced this week that they'll lift the closure in early November. The exact date hasn't been set yet. That will allow Mexican residents, primarily, that's what we're talking about in this area, to be able to come across the border as long as they have the proper documents and proof of vaccination. Obviously, we still have public health issues to worry about. This is going to have all kinds of benefits, starting with on the most human level. You've got families that, live on opposite sides of the border who are long used to kind of moving back and forth. And many of these families haven't seen each other in person for a number of months now. So you'll have this restoration of some degree of normalcy. And then from a business standpoint, the El Paso economy relies on Mexican shoppers for about 15 to 30% of its retail revenue. So there's a big business plus for this, too. So the restrictions have been in place since March of 2020. So it'll be more than 19 months by the time this was finally lifted. The CDC has put out some guidance that seems to indicate that they'll accept any vaccine that's had preliminary approval by the World Health Organization. And that would seem to cover all of the vaccines that have been in use in Juarez. So Juarez has probably not as many or not as high a percentage of the population vaccinated, but they've been vaccinating people for many months now, so it's been pretty extensive.
All right. One thing that seems to find its way across the border, regardless of whether they're open or closed, drugs, and in this case, the opioid fentanyl.
Yeah, and the border is an interesting issue there, too, and I'll get to that in just a second. But the big picture is that the border law enforcement agencies, both Customs and Border Protection and Border Patrol, have been seizing a lot more fentanyl. And just so everybody knows, fentanyl is a very potent opioid. It only takes small amounts for a lethal dose, and it's become increasingly used by people with opioid addictions, and that's a big public health concern. And so it's not just that the drugs are coming across here. People in El Paso are using them, and last year 45 people died of either a fentanyl overdose or fentanyl combined with some other drug, which is up remarkably in just a few short years. So that issue is really concerning. There's been a lot of politicization of this issue, tying it to border policies. But experts we talked to really caution against that, that this is really more of a public health issue rather than a border issue. The addiction rates and the demand for the drugs are what's driving this to come across. And interesting to know, the cartels are primarily using American citizens to bring the drug across, because U.S. citizens have been able to cross more freely during the pandemic than Mexican residents.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's one drug that is becoming legal in more and more places. New Mexico will see recreational sales of marijuana begin in the springtime. And, of course, in El Paso, it will remain illegal. And so it's interesting to take a look at what some similar communities have dealt with, for example, in northern New Mexico along the border of Colorado.
Yeah, so marijuana has been legal for recreational use in Colorado for almost 10 years. And right at the New Mexico-Colorado state line on Interstate 25 are the towns of Raton, New Mexico, and Trinidad, Colorado. So our partners at El Paso Inc., as part of our Puente News Collaborative group, sent a reporter up to that area to look at how those communities dealt with that issue over time. And it offers some insight. It's obviously not perfect. Those are small towns, and El Paso and Las Cruces are fairly substantial cities, so it's not exactly apples to apples, but it does give us some things to look for. One of the things that people in Raton complained about was some of the spillover effects from widespread marijuana usage. They found that black market usage actually went up rather than down, and that was always one of the arguments about legalizing marijuana, is it takes the black market out of it, but that wasn't their experience. So that's definitely something for us in the border region to watch out for over the next few years.
All right. You can find these stories and more at elpasomatters.org. Bob, thanks very much for the update. Have a great week.
You too. Thanks so much.